So this is Connections Over Coffee, Our Time to Rise. And for those of you that have tapped in today, thank you so much. I'm going to watch the waiting room to see if anybody else taps in. And we're all about just connecting, just building relationships, getting building a deeper relationship with each other, getting to know what we're about, getting to know how we think, how we feel, what's important to us. And also, if we have a business, how to help, raise up the business. But if not, you could have a ministry, you could have a mission, you could have a legacy that you're trying to build. Doesn't matter. It's whatever it is, we want to help promote you. And so we're all about giving back. That's the whole point. So Our Time to Rise is a book that was written by Steve Pipe. And he actually allowed me and invited me to write the foreword for the book. And so I did that. And the book then was published. And so when you go to any of our social media areas, in whether it be on meetup.com or our Facebook page, or even my academy where I put all of our replays, whenever you go to any of those, you will see a link that you can actually download the book. And so I want to just kind of talk for a little bit here till we get everybody on board. We have Diane coming on. And we're missing Carmela today. Carmela is my co-mod, and I was just describing earlier that she has a property in Washington, D.C. that she's been rehabbing into an Airbnb, and she lives in Ohio. So I don't know if she's on the road, en route. I'm not sure. I didn't get a chance to connect with her this morning. So with that, I'm going to share my screen and just show you a little bit about who we are, and then we're going to go around and get everybody's introductions. And so bear with me here as I get to it. This coming up is my homepage. And again, forgive me if I get bounced off. That happens sometimes when I try to share my screen. So this is my homepage. And you can see here at the top under Kathy Benner International Academy.teachable.com. If you scroll down this, and I just want to show you this. This whole left column is all my food. But when you scroll down, here is the Connections Over Coffee. This is where all of our replays are actually stored. So if anyone wants to go into a replay and listen to some of the earlier calls, this is where you will find it. Now, quickly, I appreciate that Skip is on the call, because you're going to see your picture coming up here. Because two of the things that I'm doing, number one, and I'll click on this, one of the ways I'm giving back is the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. And this is a scholarship program that I created to give to education. So we lost my dear friend and partner in my real estate, long-term real estate business last year, February of 21. And so I created this initiative in honor of her. And so you can click through here and donate. I've got the PayPal button connected to it, but you also can come down here and how do you apply if you want to actually receive some funds. And there's an application there. If you want to go to school and get the scholarship, there's a link to do that. And then I have created a while back, and I'm just now putting some new life back into it. And there's our favorite person, Skip Bailey, right there, top and center, because it's not that he's so important, although he is important, and I just love him dearly, but his name comes at the top in the alphabet. So Skip, that's why you're front and center. And as we come down, these are folks that are in our speakers bureau. So if you need, and I'll go here to the top, if you need a speaker, a coach, an author, or just a guest for your podcast, or if you want to interview someone so you can do a blog post or whatever it is that you're doing, here's some free resources for you. So I just want to share those things before we get going. So those are some of the ways that I'm giving back to the community. I'm trying to not only give back on my own by creating that Stephanie Myla Jenkins scholarship program, but I'm trying to also give back through uplifting everyone else. You know, whatever it is that you're doing, I want to uplift you. I will share one more thing, and I forgot about this one. I don't know if Yeah, I don't have that one opened up. So I won't try to open that because I don't want to crash my laptop having too many windows open. The other thing that I'm doing is on my website, which is just kathybinner.com. You can see my name here, Kathy Binner. Just kathybinner.com. If you scroll down the homepage, you'll see where I also am giving back through what's called B1G1, which is how I met. Oh, here comes Carmela. That's how I met Steve Pipe, who wrote the book, Our Time to Rise. And he is very active with B1G1, and it is an organization that is international where you can just contribute, $30 a month, $20, whatever you want to contribute, and it can buy education, clean water, housing, help entrepreneurs around the world, and you can connect it. And this is what I liked about it. You can connect it with something that you're doing so that when you do whatever it is you do, it automatically will send money around the world. And so for me, whenever I have someone join one of my masterminds, a portion of their mastermind fee goes to education around the world because I'm all about education. Now, it could go to clean water, it could go to, building homes, it could go to entrepreneurs. Again, I like entrepreneurs too. So education and entrepreneurs. And so I actually gave sewing machines to gals in Africa so that they could make tote bags and send them over here to the States to sell. And so many of you have those little stores in your communities where it is world goods come into the store and folks can buy that and help support those folks. So anyway, that's what I am doing to give back. So, and not only am I doing all of the free meetups like this one to try to bring folks together and to raise our consciousness overall of whatever it is that we're all about in the world, but then I'm also doing the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. I'm doing the Speakers Bureau. And then I am doing the B1G1 giving whenever somebody joins one of my masterminds. So anyway, all of it is just a little bit, if we all just do a little bit here and there, and do our part, we can just make the world a better place. And that's what we're all about in this group is just making the world a better place. We started off talking briefly about Carmela because Carmela, we were sharing with the group that you have a house outside of Washington, D.C., and that you were traveling to get that ready for an Airbnb. So I'm going to jump over to Carmela. She is my co-mod, my co-facilitator. And Carmela, introduce yourself and tell us what's up with the Airbnb.
Well, first of all, I apologize for being late. By my voice, I have the flu, so I'm
Oh,
on day five at home. So this is just so wonderful. But actually, while I was there in December over the Christmas holiday, got a lot done. I actually had new windows installed, 19 to be exact.
ouch, that's a little
It was
pricey.
pricey. My husband is still, I asked him while we were there, I said, because I was in the process of having my kitchen remodeled back here in Lima. And I said, can they go ahead and redo my laundry room too? I said, they told me it'd only be an extra 4,500. He goes, you're just spending money. So I kind of put that on the back burner. But the windows are coming nicely. Of course, while I was there, I broke my toe. So it's been like
And now you have the
crazy.
flu. Oh my
Crazy
goodness.
couple of weeks. Yes, exactly. That's why I look horrible today. So forgive me. But it's coming along nicely. My hopes is to be back there again soon. I've been doing my research to see basically what the laws are there, their requirements in the state of Maryland, because unlike Ohio, it's different. So far, so good. My goal is hopefully by the summer, that's my goal is to kind of like get it on there and open. So I want to get that going because Butch Farley is coming in behind me.
Hi, Farley.
Hi.
So because he's like the taxes actually there are very expensive. You're looking at lots of money. So hopefully this within the next couple of weeks, and since I'm here and things are starting to slow down a little bit, I can get that portion going and working on a website and everything like that and connecting, which of course I've like hopped on your group or like the Airbnbs and stuff, which I've gotten a lot of information and it's been very helpful to me in that, which of course I'm always looking for more information too to kind of help me along because this is something really new, but I'm having fun with it so far. So.
Well, good, good. And speedy recovery on the flu. And we're glad that you're back in Lima, Ohio, just in time for all our snow.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm coming to you from the Columbus, Ohio area. I'm just outside of Columbus. And I do have another group called the Ins and Outs of a B&B. And that's what Carmela was referring to, is that she's tapped into that group because we talk there about how to open your own B&B, Airbnb, guest house, VRBO, you know, and all the above, anything that's considered a short-term rental. And we talk about how to do that and the best way to manage that. So Carmela, thank you for joining the other group as well. I want to go around and this, we might be in different spots on your screen and as we are on mine. So forgive me if it looks like, or seems like I've skipped you, because it could be that you're not in the same spot on your screen that everyone is on mine. So I want to start with Debbie, and Debbie, just tell us, your name and where you're coming to us from, where you're physically located, and what it is that you want to do for the world. What is it that you're doing? So, Debbie, I know that's kind of a broad question. So, Debbie, go ahead.
Well, I can handle broad. my name's Debbie Marks. I'm actually from 20 miles southeast of Columbus, Ohio. And I live on a farm, so when it snows and blows, it snows and blows here. And I tried to get out on Monday, that didn't work. So, but anyways, after our mastermind on Monday, I actually wrote my VPS, mm-hmm. and it's I am Debbie Marks, who guides you to find the miracle within yourself by creating a healthy sanctuary. Now that could be tweaked a little bit, but that's what I've come up with. And I just want people to understand that they can live a healthy life without chemicals. They can live off the land. And I also have a blog for organic homesteading. And that it's relatively easy to do, and it's not going to break the bank, which is very important, especially these days. Our money has to count. It's got to be something that you can actually hold on to. So that's me.
Thank you, Debbie. She was referring when she said her VPS, that is her value proposition statement. We also have a group called Build a Better Business. And in Build a Better Business, we are going through how to actually build your business, you know, like a building block, just like building a house. And one of the first things that we do is determine what value do you want to bring to the world? And that's your value proposition statement. That's your promise to your readers, your followers, your tribe, your clients. That would be your promise. So it's who you are and what you do for whom. And that's what Debbie was referring to. So we've been working on that. Debbie, that's wonderful. I love it. She does have a homesteading blog. She's got a Facebook. She's got all kinds of organic products, and she is all about being healthy and organic and doing it for less cost. So Debbie, thank you for that. I love it. Christy, how about you? Tell us where you're located and what is it that you want to bring to the world to make the world a better place?
Hi. Well, I've kind of started the business that I wanted to do. Some years ago, I've been basically doing it by word of mouth. It's called Christie's Concierge Service and Transportation.
And okay.
It's basically a combination of DoorDash and Uber and all the other delivery services, but on a more personal level for like the seniors and those that can't get out, actually take them shopping, you know, with the Ship It and all that stuff where people go grocery shopping with, you know, for you and bring your stuff. That's what I would be doing, but it'd be me actually with the person, not just doing it for them. Like the seniors, they like to get out and actually shop and be amongst people. So that's the business I've been trying to get up off the ground. I'm currently without a car, so I'm still trying to run it, you know, so that I can go with them and do stuff on my days off when I'm not a shift manager at Arby's. I live in Dayton, the Northridge area. I'm trying to move out of the area that I'm in and get into a little bit better area. But I am a mom, and I'll be turning 50 in December this year. So there's a lot I've got going on this year, and going back to school and getting some degrees finished and that sort of thing. So I've got a lot, as my best friend would say, I have too many irons in the fire. So that's my goal, is mainly get my business off up and running and my degrees finished and whatnot. So there's a lot more to the business that I've got planned, but to get it off the ground, I just got to get the car again.
Wow, Christy, it does sound like you've got a lot on your plate, but what a wonderful service that is. I had a home health care agency for a while, and we helped take care of some elderly folks. And you're right, they want to go out, but sometimes they're just not very sure about being out on their own, or they're not driving any longer. And what a wonderful service that is, because not only are you helping them with their chore list, but they feel like they have a friend that's also there with them. That's wonderful. Now, I do want to say, you don't have to have a business to be in this group. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, she's going to come around to me and I don't have a business. You don't have to have a business to be in this group. It's just however you want to give back and make the world a better place. So Christy, thank you for that. I really appreciate you sharing. Thank you so much. Sally, how about you? Tell us where you're from and how you're making the world a better place. Sally? Oh, you're on mute.
Sorry, you cut out when you said the name. So
I'm sorry. Yep, sorry.
Yep, my name's Sally Sutter. I'm the owner of Mermaid Travel. We're a full service travel agency, and I live not too far from Kathy, probably about, 3 miles?
Yep, we're pretty also close. Southeast of Columbus. I used to live in your complex.
Yes, I live in a condominium. And although I am a full service travel agency, part of my business is devoted to accessible travel. I have my certification in accessible travel. I have my certification in autism travel. So I can bring those two together as far as multi-generational travel. You know, if an older, like the boomer, thinks they can't travel because they're slow walker, they need certain equipment, and maybe they have grandchildren that have autism, I can bring those two together so they can travel and not have to miss out on anything, because it's very important to me that people travel just so they can see different parts of the world and realize that we're more alike than different. I say that often. We all want the same things for our children, our family. We all want that too. Another part of it, my blog is in Embrace the Unexpected, which can relate to travel and to life in general. It's how you, it's not that things won't happen, but it's how you react to those things happening and what the outcome could be. Just because things don't go your way, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It could be turn out to be a very good thing. And I'm also, part of what I'd like to work on this year is creating a caregiver group. Just because I was a caregiver for a long time. And I'm sure many of you were too. But there's, while you're doing that caregiving, it's very hard to talk about what you're going through. Your family there's things that happen that you can't talk about with your family. So I'd like to create a safe space that anybody can talk about anything with no judgment. And that's the most important thing. So that's another avenue I'm pursuing this year.
Wow. Sally, it sounds like you've got your plate kind of full as well. I can definitely relate to caregiving. I know Carmela can, and probably many of us on this call today can relate to that. So I certainly understand that. And Sally, Skip's in the room, so I'll mention this. I need to introduce Anthony and Sally, don't you think, Skip? I think that's going to be a great connection. So I will make that introduction sometime later today, maybe with an email so that the two of you can chat. Anthony has quite the stage for folks with disabilities. And Sally, that would be a great place for you to talk about what you do. And then on what you're doing, you know, you could have Anthony, share on with your audience. So I think that'll be a good match. Sally also mentioned that she had a blog, same as Debbie mentioned, she had a blog, and we do have a blogger's line in the Academy. So in the Kathy Benner International Academy, we have a whole section on how to create and monetize a blog. So keep that in mind if anybody says, oh yeah, there's two people with blogs now, I've been thinking about blogging. So we have that as well. So Sally, thank you so much. Let's move on to Skip. Skip, tell us about yourself and what are you bringing to the world?
Thank you, Kathy. Skip Bailey, I'm right here now in New Jersey. I'm in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, which is like 5 minutes from Princeton University. I'm originally from Virginia. I heard Carmela mention Maryland, so I'm on the Eastern Shore. That's where I was born, on the Eastern Shore. But, I'm a high performance coach, certified life coach, and an author and speaker. And one of the things that I bring to the world is helping people to get unstuck, and to move forward their lives, whether it's relationship, career, business, entrepreneurship, arts, whatever it may be, because a lot of people are stuck, don't know why. There's a saying that you don't know what you don't know. A lot of people don't even know that they're stuck. It's like, I mean, of course, it's not snowing here today, but I know, Kathy, you said it was snowing in Ohio. So this is like being stuck. You seeing somebody and stuck in the snow, and they think they're going to go somewhere, but they're not. That's why a lot of people are like that. So one of my things is to help people to get unstuck, because I was stuck myself years ago. You know, I'm also a certified addiction recovery coach. I was addicted to cocaine and crack cocaine over 30 years ago. So I help people to overcome adversities, certain things in their life, and you know, move forward and help them with them things. And you mentioned also, Kathy, the Airbnb. And once again, go back to Carmela, she mentioned Maryland. The house that I grew up in, that I was raised in until I was 10 in Virginia, on the Eastern Shore, Cape Charles, Virginia. We still have a house down there. And I was really thinking about last year, and I didn't do it. So now you two ladies have sparked my attention to apply for it. I'm a VA, I'm a vet also, a loan to help remodel my house, my grandmother's house that's going to be in my name, to rent that out as an Airbnb. So hey, yeah, it's happened for a reason. Thank you.
Thanks, Skip. And again, we have a freebie for that. Everything that I do that I bring to the table, I have a free version, a free meetup, and it's a live version. It's just like this. So when we talk about blogging, it's a group just like this come together and talks about blogging. Or if we're talking about how to open an Airbnb, it's a group just like this. We come together and we talk about opening an Airbnb and sharing ideas all on the same screen. So go to Kathy Benner International Academy.teachable.com and you'll see that. If you forget that big long phrase, just go to KathyBenner.com and you can scroll down the homepage and get to it that way as well. So please join us on all the free stuff. We'd love to see you there.
Well, you can't get rid of me now. I'm here. You can't get rid of me.
We love you, Skip. Thank you. Diane, how about you? Tell us what you bring to the world to make the world a better place.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I'm also here in Central Ohio, in a northern suburb, Worthington. And I was on your call last Friday, Kathy, and I had mentioned that I've just started a new business. I launched it last month in December. It's a health and wellness business. So I am actually an independent distributor with Shackley. And the name of my business is Americana Wellness. And the reason I chose that was Dr. Shackley actually started in the early 1900s as a chiropractor, and he started researching vitamins and minerals, which no one else had. And at that time, America was in its early stages. It was the age of Americana, so where we developed a lot of our traditional values. So that's why I chose the name. And Shaklee offers health and wellness to individuals that would like to be losing weight, if they want to boost their immune system, if they want to get healthier. We offer nutrition. And I often say that Shaklee is health meets science meets nature. So they are all natural products. And my goal would be to help others feel their best. So that is what I am representing.
Well, Diane, that's wonderful. That is, it's like Debbie, you're bringing a lot of health and wellness to the world. And I tell you, that is so needed right now, of course, with, you know, the pandemic. And I believe that if, you know, if we could all eat better and get all of our rest, our immune systems would be better, and we would have a much better chance at whatever is around the corner, because we really don't know how these viruses are gonna grow and change. And so I think we just need to try to be the best that we can be in all areas. And our health is so important. One of my taglines is that health comes before wealth. I am a passive income coach. And so as you can see by my tagline there on my picture, I'm a passive income coach. But you know what, if you don't have your health, what good is it? I can't quote it off the top of my head, but the Dalai Lama has a quote that he said, that several folks have quoted, that basically says that man works all of his life to make money, and then he spends and he loses his health just making money, because he just works and tries to make money, and then he has to spend all of his money to try to buy back his health in his later years. And so that really resonated with me. And I thought, you know what, I am a little bit of a workaholic, for those of you that know me. And so I thought, you know what, I really need to get my health on the list. And so that is so important, Diane. And thank you so much for that. That's a great service.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Jonathan, let's move over to you. What is it that you are about? Where are you located? And what are you bringing to the world to make the world a better place?
Well, a little I can. I'm located in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And there's little no snow or rare snow. I am a supply chain professional, very good with math and engineering. And what can I bring to the world? Improve production path, improve supply chain, improve all that, so every product can be produced, can be moved, and arrive to the final customer on a timely manner.
How important that is. Oh my goodness. How many times have we, you know, gone to the stores and the shelves are empty? So yes, thank you for your part in moving things across this country. I didn't think I realized just how I know it's a massive industry, just shipping and moving logistics in general. But I remember going on vacation one year with my mom and my daughter, and my daughter was little at the time. And so we decided to drive kind of late at night so that my daughter would sleep and wouldn't keep asking, are we there yet? And so as we were driving, I could not believe the amount of semis at night, because of course, less traffic. And we were just sandwiched in between semi trucks the entire night drive. And it was kind of reassuring to know that there's just this whole community out there of like-minded folks that are doing that job. So thank you for what you're bringing to the world, Jonathan. That's great. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Welcome.
Carmela, let's jump back over to you. I know I introduced you early on, but tell us a little more about you and what you're bringing to the world to make the world a better place.
My name is Carmela Banks, and I'm in I feel so weird, like I'm talking through a megaphone today. Lima, Ohio, which is Northwest Ohio. As I mentioned earlier, my husband is from the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area, and we inherited his parents' house. But
okay.
I'm the one, you know, taking over, doing all that fun stuff. But normally, I do work with my husband part-time. He is an attorney here in Lima. And when I'm not working with him, I am a wellness advocate for doTERRA essential oils. So actually, I've been using a lot of my oils lately and utilizing those. I also, besides that, a friend of mine, probably 2 years ago now, we partnered together and we started B and C investments. And basically what we're doing real estate investing. And with the COVID and everything, especially around our area here, it's been kind of crazy. So we're jumping into that. Of course, I wear a lot of hats. And besides that, I also am a caregiver for my mom most of the time because she is in the early stages of dementia. So, which I've been through that because I was a caregiver for both my mother-in-law first and then my father-in-law. And I took care of them because they both had dementia and Alzheimer's. And like I said, with even starting my doing the Airbnb for my husband and I, that's something on a side note there. But I love my oils. I just want everybody to be healthy in the natural way. If anybody's like me, I don't like taking a lot of drugs. And it was kind of funny because I had a virtual appointment with my doctor yesterday. And so she's like, I'm calling in all these prescriptions for you. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to take them. So why waste our time? So she's like, well, I really want you to get on an inhaler because, you know, I've had bronchitis before and usually I have trouble with my breathing. And I'm like, okay, well, I get a call from Walmart and they're like, that's going to be $184. So I'm like, seriously? Well, I like things that's more natural. And with like doTERRA's oils, I just pulled out my Breathe, my vapor stick last night, stuck stuff in my diffuser. And actually, I'm bad right now, as it sounds, but I was worse yesterday. So I'm like, you know what? I want people to be healthy, you know, and not that you can't have things come up, but more, using the more natural things, you know, the things that God created, you know, from the gifts of the earth, you know. And I really enjoy that. And I think towards the mid of last year and this year, it's like I'm coming out of that shell where I think Skip mentioned you were stuck and I was stuck and I'm like, okay, what's going on? And I had to have like that heart to heart with myself. And it's like, you know, you can do this. And I think for a long time, I was always afraid of failing. But, you know, I realized it's okay to fail because, you know, you learn when you fall down, you just have to get, you know, you tell a kid, get back up, brush off, you know, you can do this. And basically that's what I've been doing. So I'm kind of getting out there more. And I still have my mentoring with the young girls. I think Kathy, we've mentioned it and we're going to have to really touch base with that. And I enjoy, you know, pouring into, you know, young ladies, you know, being that sounding board for them that, you know, if they need someone being there and helping them. And I just love giving back to the community. I'm fairly active in the church. I do their sound stuff. So I've kind of taken a sabbatical for the next few weeks just to heal myself and rest. But that's pretty much about me.
I love it. Carmela, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I just appreciate everything that you said. I hate going to the doctor because, and I hate, bless you, Sally, as Sally sneezed. And, I really, you know, I hate to take medications as well. And I know sometimes we need to and have to, but, I try to, you know, take care of myself and I think rest is so important, in our bodies healing themselves as we all, you know, dwell more into better health. And so, Carmela, thank you so much for that share. I'm going to pass it on over to Frank. Frank, would you like to share what it is that you bring to make the world a better place, and tell us where you're coming to us from?
Hi again, everybody. Sorry, my camera got a problem, and I can't even change my name, but it's okay. I'm just here for share. It was really inspired, the story I listened, and in a way it's reflect on me. So I'm from France, but now I live in Montreal. That's why I have a strong French accent. And I like when Camilla talk about failed. I tried to open a business in France, but it was a failed. Anybody makes money, but not me. But it's good because I learn a lot. Now, how I can contribute with the people? Actually, I'm a trainer. I'm a trainer in boxing. I teach boxing, basically.
Okay.
But in the past, I was a volunteer in self-defense. You know, in France, I was a cop, etc. I think I got some skills for that. But now I'm like, I volunteer, and I'm only happy to help people. But I think I need to learn to get more skills for open my gym later. But not a gym just in boxing, it's a gym where you can strengthen your mind also. For example, I run outside, actually it's snow, there's a lot of snow, it's minus 11, it's degrees, it's really, really fresh. But it's really a strength my mind. So the kind of stuff I like to try to teach the people, just have a right mindset, and it's also useful for me. Now I have my second certification in boxing. So for example, I can open stuff, but I don't want to open stuff, make money, and lost everything. I need more skills. I don't want to make the same mistakes. So that's it.
Well, welcome. We're glad that you're here. And I was looking to see how I could allow you to change your name, because there should be a way that I can do that. So I'm just kind of looking, so that if you wanted to do that. And then you did say that you were having a problem. I don't see, there's usually a link somewhere. It says allow to change name. And I don't see that in any of my menus. But anyway, welcome. And I'm glad to hear that you're starting a business. That's wonderful. Now you're in Canada, and of course we're in the States, but every time I have someone that taps in that's not in the States, I go, oh good, it's another place I can visit, because I love to travel. So what I want to do at this point is I want to invite everyone to share your contact information in the chat if you want to. It's up to you, and it's a way that we all can connect with each other. And what I'll do is, when I actually upload this video recording over in the platform, which is the Kathy Benner International Academy, again, you can find it through kathybenner.com. If you don't want to type all that. But you can go there and look at the replays, and I will have a little directory of folks that want to have their information shared. So feel free to add your information if you want to. You don't have to, but feel free to do that if you would like. I want to talk just briefly, and I'm just going to check my time here. Yeah, we've got a few more minutes. And last month, we talked about the five love languages and what our love languages were, whether it was words of affirmation or quality time, gifts, whether it was acts of service or touch. And so we had a conversation about that. But today I want to talk about a book that I've been reading recently, and it's called The Gap and the Gain. And I've mentioned it on a couple of other calls that I've been on. This is a book written by Dan Sullivan. He also wrote the book, Not How, But Who. That was his last bestseller, was Not How, But Who. Whenever we ask ourselves, how am I going to do that? Sometimes we need to ask ourselves, who already knows how to do that? And collaborate with somebody else that knows how to do it so that you don't have to learn every single thing. And once I read that book, that made a huge difference in my life on connecting with folks that knew how to do something that I wanted to do. And that's how I met Steve Pipe with Our Time to Rise. And he ended up then inviting me to write the foreword for the book. So now I want to share this book, The Gap and the Gain. It is also by Dan Sullivan. And in essence, what he's talking about with the gap and the gain is he said, as entrepreneurs especially, but I think all of us have a tendency to do this, we have a vision or a goal of where we want to go. And it's kind of like, and I don't know if maybe some of you have never been in an airplane, but if you've been in an airplane and you look out, you see the horizon. Now, my Mark is a pilot, and so I'm in a plane a lot, and especially with Mark up front. So, you know, I even get to fly the plane occasionally. I don't take off and land. I get sweaty palms when I think about taking off and landing. I give it back over to him to do that. But he does let me fly, and he always tells me, keep the wings level with the horizon. And so when you look out through a blue sky, you can kind of see where the blue sky ends and where the horizon is. And he said, just keep your wings level with that horizon and you're going to fly straight. And so that is the first lesson in flying. Well, I think when we're building something, anything, when we're trying to achieve a goal, we have our vision set on the horizon. Well, if you're like me, no matter how many hours you're up there flying, that horizon never gets any closer. You can fly all day and that horizon will never get any closer. Well, as an entrepreneur or just trying to create something in your own lives and you're working hard and you got your eye on the goal, it seems like you're never going to get there because that goal never gets any closer. And then you start to get discouraged. You start to feel like, why am I working this hard to try to get there? And you see other folks and you can measure their distance. You're like, look how far they've come. How come I can't get there? I should be doing that because I know I'm working as hard as he is or she is. And how come I'm not getting any closer to that goal, to that horizon? And what we forget is we forget to look back and see how far we've come. Because we get so focused on the goal that we start to get discouraged. Then we start to think, well, maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, maybe this, you know, maybe I'm not qualified to do this because I'm not making it happen like other people are making it happen. You know, maybe this isn't for me. Then we really start to get discouraged and then we start to feel like we're an imposter and we start to think, who am I to even think I could do that? Who am I to think I could create that or make that happen or get from point A to point B? And we oftentimes forget to look at the gap. What is that gap looking back? How far have we come in the last 6 months, the last 12 months, the last 3 years? How far have we come? And so I want to encourage you to when you think of the gap and the gain, is to realize how much you've gained in your endeavor, how far you've actually come from where you started, because we always forget sometimes where we've started because we're just working so hard to try to get to that horizon, which never gets any closer. And so I want to go around the room and I want everyone to share and I'll start because this is where we get a little vulnerable. And yes, there have been times that as I'm trying to put together this Kathy Vinner International Academy, there have been times that I have felt like what we call the imposter syndrome. There are times that I have felt like, who am I to think that I could have an international academy? But now I'm attracting folks from other states and I'm attracting folks from other countries and I'm starting to see the gain, even though I still have my eyes on that horizon, on that goal. And so share with us maybe in that thinking of the gap and the gain, share with us where maybe you felt like you maybe shouldn't even be trying. So is there anyone, and I don't want to put anyone on the spot here because this is a little vulnerable. So would anyone like to share about that? Skip, go ahead. Unmute. There you go.
Well, you know, years ago, it was When I was transitioning from being a musician, well, I'm still a musician, but when music was my main focus, and then once I got my certification as a life coach and then wrote a couple of books, and then me thinking, now I'm gonna be a life coach and all these things, it was that little subconscious, like, you're a musician, how could you be out in front of an audience? First, you wanted to play a guitar. Now you want people to recognize you as an author and a speaker. Make up your mind. And then I was struggling with that. I really was, because I didn't know at the time, because I didn't know what I didn't know, meaning I didn't know how to separate it. Because I go on my Facebook pages, my coaches in the past, I was putting my books, tagging everything, my book. If I just did a gig that night before, that's on the same page and all these, I was like, who are you? So yeah. I learned not to do those things and separate them. So I struggled with that in the past, but now I know that I can do all of those things, instead of you eating a cake, crab legs and all these other things, instead of putting your cake on the same plate, which is your crab leg, I'm not gonna put them on different plates, but I can still eat them, but they have to be on different plates. So.
I can appreciate that, Skip. I know when I was trying to make my transition, I had beauty salons for 25 years. I had 5 salons and I had full staff, and we were servicing so many clients in 5 different cities, because these salons were in 5 different, close to me, but in 5 different cities. And so when I decided that I needed to retire because of health reasons, and again, I was working in the salon myself 12 hours a day, and the doctor started talking about shoulder surgery and elbow surgery and wrist surgery. And I thought, am I going to just knock this off? Or am I going to be like the quote I said earlier, I'm going to spend now all the money that I've worked so hard for to buy my health back. And so I thought, it's really time that I retire. And Skip, I had that same scenario, because I worked 25 years as a nail tech. And I thought, who's going to take me serious on an international academy when I've been a nail tech for 25 years? And Mark teases me all the time. He said, I just think you can't hold a job because I've done so many different things. So that's his joke all the time, is he said, yeah, there's Kathy who can't hold a job. He said, she kind of, does all this stuff. And that was a real struggle for me, was how was I going to take long-term real estate, short-term real estate, blogging, writing from anywhere in the world, creating nonprofits, creating your own mastermind and getting paid to have a mastermind. How am I going to put that together, on the same plate, as Skip said? And so I did find a way that I could do mine by getting the 30,000 foot view and finding out that what I was all about in all of those lanes was passive income and how to live your best self and create some passive income so that you're not struggling financially and you can actually have a freestyle life and do what you want to do and when you want to do it. And so that is how I brought it all together. So I do have the same plate, but my plate is partitioned. Remember when the 3-year-old, they don't want their food to touch, and you used to buy the little plates with the partitions so their food didn't. Yeah, well, that's kind of mine. So I have the long-term real estate, short-term real estate, et cetera. And so it's all in the academy, but I did make it happen. But that was a struggle. That was a struggle for me too. And I get that. And then what do I do with being a nail tech? Where does that come in? And so finally, I had to just make a list of everything that I wanted to do. And I had to make a list of everything that I wanted to leave. And so then at that point, I decided then I was not going to talk about, the salon industry, because I was trying to leave that industry. But now that I've been out for 4 years, I am getting some inquiries of folks that want me to speak to cosmetologists, because that was 25 years of my life. And so now I am weaving that back in some of my speaking engagements. So anyway, it's all good. Is anyone else want to share some of their struggles on how they arrived at where they are today?
Well, Skip, that when you said stuck, a few years ago, I was really stuck. Kathy knows me for a long time. Debbie's known me for a long time. So they know that I was stuck. I was doing okay. But that imposter syndrome kicks in. And anytime something went wrong with travel, I thought, I don't really know what I'm doing. Why would anybody trust me? And it was, I don't actually know what the turning point was. I don't know if you have any recollection, Kathy, but.
I think for you, Sally, if I think back, I remember when you were trying to step into that position. And I think it's when you were coaching with Connie. Connie is a mutual friend of ours. And I think it's when Connie said, make yourself available. And I think at that point, and this is just my take on it, I think you kind of let your guard down a little bit. I think you relaxed into it. And I think that's when it took off for you. So maybe there's a lesson there for all of us, is that maybe sometimes we're trying too hard to fit, you know, what we think our business or our life or what our giving should look like, and maybe kind of just be available. And I keep telling, whenever I'm coaching, I keep telling my folks, you know, your calling will find you. And from there, Sally then started looking at how to work with folks maybe that felt they couldn't travel. And then now she wants to work with caregivers. So you see how her calling is finding her. And instead of her having this preconceived idea of what a travel agent is supposed to be, I think she's finding her niche, and her calling is finding her.
Yeah.
So do you agree with that, Sally?
I do. And when I hear somebody say, oh, I want to be a travel agent because I want to travel, you know, I want all the perks. That's not the reason to be a travel agent. That is, to me, the reason to be a travel agent is to help people with their dream vacation, or make sure that the pieces fit correctly and they have the least stress as possible. It's not all about what perks I get, you know. It's just helping them, because I like to plan people's vacations like I'm planning my own. So I put that much thought and detail into it. And I'm available 24/7. So people ask me, so what's the difference between you and the internet? And I say, me. I'm the difference, because I'll be there for you. You know, you don't have to go through a phone tree. I'm here 24/7. Don't call me 24/7 unless you have to, but you know, they're an emergency. I'm their go-between, I'm their liaison between whatever trouble they're having, whatever company. So that is my passion, and just doing that and being able to meet people face-to-face to help them. It's easy to read people when you meet them face-to-face about where they want to travel, where they want to go, what they're comfortable with. You can see. So that all came to a screeching halt a couple of years ago, but so it's been challenging these 2 years. But just, and this is kind of a brag, but I'm going to say it anyway. In 2019, because I'm the only person in this business, I sold over $500,000 in travel sales. My commissions were $75,000, and that was just me. Of course, 2020, it was about $2,000 in commissions, but I've managed to hang on. I've managed to get grants and different things. And when I look back at that, when I think, okay, I don't do much, but when I look back on that, I think, wow. That was just me doing that.
Well, I can agree with that, Sally, because, you know, I sometimes think, oh, I'm working so hard and I'm not seeing where I'm, you know, where I'm getting ahead, that whole gap in the gain thing again, that Dan Sullivan talks about. And I had my daughter, who is also my admin, my virtual assistant. She comes in and assists me just a couple of hours every so often. And one of the things that I'm doing this week with my real estate is I wanted to refinance. I had used a line of credit to pay cash for a property, and now I want to pull the cash back out of that property and pay the line of credit back and make the property basically stand on its own. And any of you that are in real estate will understand that. And but I had to put together the spreadsheet with all of my properties and what the mortgages were and what the mortgage payments were and what the taxes were and what the insurance is on each one monthly, because the bank wanted to know my debt ratio. They wanted to know how much income do you have coming in versus how much are you obligated to pay on mortgages, taxes, and insurance. And so I hadn't looked at that number for a while. And when she put that chart together, she was like, Mom, look at this. And I'm like, uh-oh, how bad is it? And I looked at it and I said, oh my, I said, that's not very much money for the entire year. I said, oh my goodness. I said, is that's what I'm netting in a year? And my heart sank. And I was like, that's not very much. And she goes, Mom, that's a month. That's not a year. And I was like, whoo. And then I was like, what? That's a month? And she goes, yeah, that's a month. And so I sat up a little straighter and I said, you know what? I've been working really, really hard. And I guess maybe I am getting to closing that gap a little bit. I am having the gain that I had hoped for. My hard work is starting to pay off. I can help more people. I can donate more to the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. I can spend more money on the B1G1 for education around the world. I can give more back in these free meetups and be able to lift folks up in the Speakers Bureau. I can do those things. And I now have a base that can support that. And so it's all works together. And so again, that's just all making the world a better place. And I felt, Sally, you'll laugh, I felt a little less like an imposter. I mm-hmm. felt like I'm making it happen.
I do know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I do have a reason why people might want to connect with me. So, and again, I realize this conversation is very vulnerable, but I think it's just the human nature. I think it's where we find ourselves. And it is encouraging to know in a group like this that we can share some of those insecurities and realize that it's that we all have it. We all go through it. And there is, a lot of giving that you can give on the other end. And I think just over time, your confidence will grow. I don't know that there's a magic pill that you can take to have confidence. I think it just your confidence grows over time. Would anyone else like to share? Debbie.
Well, this is going to be taking another step out of my box, but I'm writing a book. And I've been putting it off. And because I guess I didn't see where it would go. And we did my personal story on my meetup, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. And I began to realize a lot of things. I mean, too numerous to mention here, but I've always gone with the title because that's where it really based from. Is it started with a daydream. And when I say that, it's like I'm missing something. And then all of a sudden during some of our sessions, I actually came across what I can finish on that sentence. And that is that it started with a daydream. From child abuse to entrepreneur. And now when I say that, I see more things. I'm a little more clearer on where I want to go with this. And it actually has created a drive for me to work on the book. And I, just the past 2 days, you know, how everybody jumps in January and makes your goal list and, you know, well, this year I decided to put thought into it. And what I was reading was, it says, set up your goals for 2022 as if you've done them. And that was powerful for me. And so the first thing I said was, write on my goal, I'm going to finish my book. And, or I finished my book. You always want to put it as if not you're going to, but that you did. And before I knew it, I could write things on that list that I'd never even thought of. And it for me, just an FYI, I just celebrated on Wednesday 48 year anniversary. So, you know, that's a long time with the same person. But, you know, it really helps you put together a meaning in your life. And you have to remember that you're not saying these to impress somebody. You're telling your story, and it is what it is. You're not going to be a phony person. I'm not going to be phony about it. And I've actually been reoccurring the dream to the point where now all I see is, now that I've actually opened the auditorium door, I'm walking down the aisle. All these women are applauding me. And now I see myself up on the stage with the screen behind me showing pictures. I never went that far before. And it's like, oh, I just got goosebumps in sharing that. It's starting to, I've always talked about wanting to leave a legacy. Well, I think I'm well on my way in being clear on what I want to do. So, that's kind of what I'm thinking here.
Well, Debbie, I tell you, I've known you for a while. Debbie and I went through a lot of the same courses at the same time early on, right? As I was leaving the salon industry, Debbie and I went through the whole leaving your day job and creating your dream job. And we went through that program together. And I tell you what, Debbie, it looks good on you. So I interviewed her in her own podcast called Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, and I was the interviewer and she was the interviewee, and she got to tell her story. And it was the first time that I had heard her entire story, and it is incredibly powerful. And so Google Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, you'll find that interview if you want to listen to that. So it's very powerful. And Debbie is stepping out more and more. And yes, it looks very good on you, Debbie. So thank you so much for sharing that. I want to welcome Erica. Erica joined in, but Erica, we're right at the end of our call instead of the beginning. So I don't know if you're multitasking today and are coming from, maybe you're working in between there. But we normally go from 10 to 11, and it's a little after, it's about 11:06. So we're a little after, but I really appreciate everyone being on. And Erica, introduce yourself and tell us actually where you're located physically and where you're coming to us from.
Hi, I'm sorry, I got the time wrong totally. I'm from, I'm in Columbus in Dublin. I'm actually from a small town up towards Lima.
Carmela's from Lima.
Okay, just shy of the Indiana border. I have a bachelor's degree in hospitality management, and I'm finally ready to step into that role. And hopefully in the next, in 2023, I can start my coffee van here in downtown Columbus.
Well, congratulations. I love that. So Carmela is from Lima. Sally and Debbie, I forget, Diane, where are you coming to us from, Diane?
I'm in Worthington.
In Worthington. Okay. So I think Skip and Frank are the only two that are not really local to us on this call. So we're geographically close to you, Erica. And my degree program as well is hospitality management and travel and tourism. And Sally is a travel agent. And so you've got a lot of connections in this group already. So thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I will invite you since we're on at 10 a.m. Eastern time what Friday is this? I always have to look. Is it the third Friday? I always have to look because I have so many free meetups. I never remember which Friday.
It's the third Friday.
Yes, the third Friday. So every third Friday at 10, we are here at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Now, Erica, you can jump over to our replays at Kathy Benner International Academy.teachable.com and just scroll down to the connections over coffee, and the replays are there in the free meetup. So you're welcome to go back and listen to the meetup. So anyone else want to share before we go? We're a little past the top of the hour, and I know folks have other things going on today. Does anybody else want to share briefly their struggle and how they close the gap in the game? Yes, Debbie, go ahead.
Kathy, can we have Erica put her information, if she wishes, into the chat window?
Yes, absolutely. We're sharing our information in the chat so that we can connect, and I'll post that as well over in the replay section. So we do have a little directory over there of folks that have joined this call. And that way, because it's all about building relationships and getting to know each other better. So if someone said something that resonated with you and you want to connect with them outside the group, we encourage that. If you want to be connected with, just enter your information in the chat. Perfect. Anyone else? Okay, we've got Diane first and then Carmela.
I'll just share real quick, Kathy. I started out my college career. I gained a bachelor's degree in computer science, and then I worked in that field for the beginning of my career through marriage. I got married about a year after I graduated, and then worked until our first son was born in 1994. And then at that point, I was a stay-at-home mom. I was blessed to be at home for 15 years with our kids. And then I helped my husband with his business for the past 13 years. And now I'm starting my own business. So I've given my time to him. So now it's time for me to branch out. So I am still learning I really appreciated what was said, where your calling will find you. So I embrace that, and I'm looking forward to that as I move forward, things will start to fall in place and I'll learn more and more. I'm still learning, and I'm still learning about myself. So I think my passions and my goals will find me. But I do enjoy what I'm doing now. I enjoy the people that I'm working with and helping others. So that's my story.
Well, thank you for that share, Diane. I really appreciate that. I always say that you have to start and then clarity will come. A lot of folks, they want to have clarity first on what they're going to do before they get started. And what happens is you have to start. And then as you start down that path, clarity will come. And I always use building as an analogy. You know, I'll start to put something together in an apartment and I'll think, oh, I thought that color was going to go and it doesn't go at all. So now I need to go find something different to put there because I have more clarity once I start down that path. And so start first, clarity second. And not only will your message find you and your goals will find you, but your tribe will find you. So as you move closer into your calling, as your calling finds you, your tribe will find you as well. Because when folks hear you speak, they will gravitate towards you. They'll say, I want to hang out with that girl. I want to hang out with Diane.
Thank you.
Carmela, what would you like to share?
One of the things, you know, it's been like a scary journey, but then I think, like you've mentioned, Sally, and both Debbie, it's like I was going down this, you know, like tunnel in a sense. And when I looked, I'm like, okay, there's so many different pockets here for me. But then I look at it, because I usually revert everything back to scripture, that God gives people, you know, some, you know, many talents and gifts, and, you know, and others maybe only a few. And I had to look at it as, okay, God, you've given me the gift to do different little things. So everything has its time and place. And so sometimes, you know, and when I've stepped back to allow, you know, that to happen, when it's time for me to even, you know, with the real estate and with my other business, you know, my MLM and things like that, it's falling into place, you know, and it's me also taking that time for myself. So I've never been the one to kind of sit back. And I think this is one of those times now, it's like, oh, I feel like crap. I need to be doing this. But I had to say, okay, Carmel, it's time for you to rest, because actually I've been going nonstop since August and I haven't rested, you know, you had weddings and traveling and things in there. And I'm like, sometimes I think I'm Supergirl, but you know, hey, but you know, I'm at that point now, you know, so I'm scheduling that time out. And when I, as I've done these things, everything so far is coming into place. And like Diane, like Debbie said, you know, it's kind of like 2022, I can see things already, you know, as if they've happened, even though I haven't fulfilled things yet, I know it's there and I see it done already. And that just kind of gives me that energy and that excitement. And even jumping on these calls, I mean, you all just inspire me. I mean, it doesn't matter who's on. I can take away something from everyone, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you for that, Carmela. I agree. I get so much out of these calls, and I know I'm the one that's hosting them, but I think sometimes that I receive more than everyone else does on the call, because it really helps me help to serve you, because I want to help you and promote whatever it is that you're doing. If anyone is interested in being in the Speakers Bureau, put it in, just type speaker in the chat, because that way I'll see it next to your name and I'll know to add you to the Speakers Bureau. It is free. And don't think that you're going to get, like, you know, 500 on stage speaking gig. Somebody might just want somebody to interview on a podcast. And so all of you have a great story that you can share on a podcast. That's a great way to get started. And once you're promoting whatever it is you're doing, whether you're doing something, you know, like something free that you're doing for the community, or whether it's your business, whatever it is that you're doing to make the world a better place, you can share about that on a podcast and help grow your audience and your tribe. So just type the word speaker. Again, doesn't mean that you're going to get invited to speak in front of 500 if you're not ready for that. Don't go, oh, I don't want to do that. Somebody's going to call me and want me to speak in front of this big group and I'm not ready. It could be, and again, anybody that's interested in you off of that page will contact you directly. And so then you can share with them what you're comfortable with. If they say, well, what is it that you do? You can say, well, I do a podcast guest. I'll be a podcast guest. And that's a nice, safe place to get started. We do have another group called Build a Better Business. And I will mention that again, because in the Build a Better Business, we teach you how to set up your website. We teach you how to create your offers. We teach you how to get in front of social media. We teach you how to start a blog post, how to create a podcast or be a guest on a podcast, and how to get your message out there. So it's a 12-month series. And there is a free version of that. And then there is a paid mastermind. My masterminds are all $25 each. And I offer two masterminds for the same $25. So anybody that is interested, connect with me separately outside of the group, kathybenner.com. And if you're interested in being in any of those masterminds, for just one $25 fee, you can be in two different masterminds. Some folks will pick Build a Better Business and how to create a monetize a blog or whatever. So it's whatever connects or resonates with you. And I'd love to have you. We have conversations like this, only oftentimes at a much deeper technical level. We get in, you know, to how, what platform to pick, for example, and all that. So anyway, I'll just toss that out there, but check out kathybinner.com. I appreciate everyone being here. And for those of you that put speaker next to your name, I will include you in the speakers bureau for free. And then again, as folks contact you, and I will promote that page from time to time. We have an audience of about 5,000. And as folks then connect with you, you can let them know what you're comfortable with. You know, don't feel like, you know, don't be all nervous about it. It's all good. A lot of times it's just a call just like this. And Debbie has Fireside Chat where she's interviewing folks. Connect with her if you'd like to be interviewed on her Fireside Chat. And it's a call just like this. You just come on and you just have a chat. I did want to mention in our Build a Better Business, one of the things we teach you is how to create a media kit. And so that makes your life really easy because you put together the 10 questions you want an interviewer to ask you. That way you're never surprised at the question because you already have the answer because you already wrote the answer out with the question. So you know what the question is, you know what you're going to answer. And it makes the nerves go away because now you've got your material ready. So anyway, I'll end with that. Thank you so much for being with us today. Go to kathybinner.com, scroll down to the free Connections Over Coffee if you want to listen to any of the replays. So thank you so much, guys, and we'll see you next month.
Bye. Nice to see everybody.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.
I have a good
weekend. Good weekend, everyone. Be well soon, Carmela.
Thank you.